I have need of your services, Monsieur Gérard, said he. I may be safer with a good sword at my side, and there are reasons why yours should be the one which I select. But first of all, I must bind you to secrecy. Whilst I live, what passes between us today must be known to none but ourselves.
I thought of Talleyrand and of La Salle, but I promised.
In the next place, I do not want your opinions or conjectures, and I wish you to do exactly what you are told.
I bowed.
It is your sword that I need, and not your brains. I will do the thinking. Is that clear to you?
Yes, sire.
You know the Chancellor's Grove in the forest?
I bowed.
You know also the large double fir tree where the hounds assembled on Tuesday?
Had he known that I met a girl under it 3 times a week, he would not have asked me. I bowed once more without remark.
Very good. You will meet me there at 10 o'clock tonight.
I had got past being surprised at anything which might happen. If he had asked me to take his place upon the imperial throne, I could only have nodded my busby.
We shall then proceed into the wood together, said the emperor. You will be armed with a sword, but not with pistols. You must address no remark to me, and I shall say nothing to you. We will advance in silence, you understand?
I understand, sire.
After a time we shall see a man, or more probably 2 men, under a certain tree. We shall approach them together. If I signal to you to defend me, you will have your sword ready. If, on the other hand, I speak to these men, you will wait and see what happens. If you are called upon to draw, you must see that neither of them, in the event of there being 2, escapes from us. I shall myself assist you.
Sire, I cried, I have no doubt.